it's hugely gratifying to see so many Shelterbox tents in use. I think what's really sad to see is the areas where actually the living conditions are still really, really appalling. One of the big problems in Port-au-Prince is really just the amount of land available for the huge, huge numbers of people who lost their homes. They're unable to rebuild homes on the rubble where, you know, where large blocks had crumbled. And because of that, they're squeezed into, you know, really tiny areas. There are lots of sort of secondary issues as well. So I'm sure you're aware that there's a huge cholera problem in the country at the moment. And getting people back on their land and getting sort of better water and sanitation is going to be really key to prevent the spread of the disease, which has affected so many people in the country.
So what is your main role out there now? What are you hoping to achieve?
You know, we're assessing the situation 1 year on, you know, how much the Shelterbox tents have helped and are helping people, you know, rebuild their homes and rebuild their lives. Also to meet up with a lot of the partners that we've been working with, make sure that they're happy with, you know, with what they've been doing and the tents they've been supplied, and really look at what processes they're going through to help people out of these camps and get them back onto their own land, which is, of course, you know, the absolute primary objective. So that they...
Is there any kind of infrastructure there? I mean, is there any kind of road network or water, fresh water or anything like that?
So at the moment, we've actually travelled out from Port-au-Prince to Laogan, which is the area where the epicentre of the earthquake was. The roads on the way out are very mixed. So you'll get sections of road which are really actually quite well constructed, but then other areas, you can really see where the earthquake caused the earth to liquefy. And so you're crawling along at, you know, just a couple of miles an hour in a 4x4 just to get through those areas. Obviously, you know, that hampers transport and delivery of goods and services.
And what are the emotions like of the residents, of the people left behind by this devastation?
It's mixed. Those who are back on their own land, I think, are much more positive now. They're beginning reconstruction and, you know, and they're doing what they can to get on with life. But in the camp where we visited yesterday, where there are 80 families living in Shelterbox tents, these are people who don't have any land to go back to. They rented the land that they were living on. You know, that's now in rubble. They can't re-rent that land again. And, you know, really, they don't know whether it's going to be months or years before they actually get a home to go to.